Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody loves love.
How are you?
getting out of hand, Israel. It's just too much fighting amongst our people.
Too much fighting. Yes, it is.
We gotta come together.
Come together.
We gotta stick together.
Stick together.
To be that nation that the Most High called us to be. Yeah.
Things are getting out of hand. So much going on. And I'm praying for the day that we all get along, Israel. See, we've got to come together and worship the Most High, There's no need to hate each other, cause we disagree sometimes. We're a family.
We gotta stop fighting. Israel, we're one.
And we're supposed to be coming together. Oh yeah. Every family fights sometimes, but they always stick together. Yes, they do, that's what they do, yeah. I'm willing to forgive you, can you do the same? Oh. Cause I can't put this all on you, I'll take some of the blame. Like I said before,
we're a family.
It's family,
Israel, we're
together. Maybe I could have been just a little more humble. And maybe I can find a better way to say what I need to say. About the rebellious ones,
oh, no.
But the ones trying to do right. Why hurt them all the time when they're trying to live right? Millstone all around your neck and drowned in the sea. You don't wanna be that one.
Let's stop this fighting, y'all, and get together. Alright? Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, as well as your servant, Georgia, Sister Georgia. Today, family, it's February the 2nd, 2014. Once again, we're getting ready to get back into our Father's Word. We're going to continue our series. This is Part 5, Serpent Seed. They are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Now, when we started this series, I asked everyone, make sure that you are coming to all the lessons in order, so that you are caught up to what we are speaking of. The scriptures speak of something being right alongside Israel. Many times you will see where they will cause Israel to err. Many times, especially when you get to the book of Kings, many of them were in positions where they were leading the people and causing them to err. When we get over to the New Covenant, they're called out as scribes and Pharisees sitting in Moses' seat. They weren't supposed to be there, but they were. Yahushua, as well as John the Baptist, called them vipers and generation of vipers. We see that they're spoken of in Revelations in many places throughout the entire word, but many have not been taught the truth concerning the serpent seed. We're not talking about a serpent. We are talking about the children of the devil, according to John chapter 8. We're speaking of a set of people that were dwelling within Israel, that their father was the devil, that they were not set from above, and they will not enter into the kingdom. They look just like the sheep, but they speak like a dragon. Many people have not been taught this, so that's why we're going through a lot of extensive scripture, giving identification, ways to, spot them out. You're supposed to know that any spirit needs to be tried. The fruit that spirit produces will let you know if they are of our Father or not. That's why I ask that you go through all the lessons, because we've gone into a lot of detail, given a lot of explanations. You know, there's many different names for the word devil. We know he can be called Satan. We know that he can be called that old dragon. Okay? All this is in the book of Revelations. If they would have continued with it, you'll find out that all that come from the devil have many names. They're called the accuser of the brethren. They're called, let's see some more names. So, you know, I'm not even going to go through all the names. There's too many. But they have characteristics and traits that show you who they are, because they're always against, like they like to use the Christianized word, Antichrist, where they're against Yahushua and our Father. And when we go through Scripture, and when I explain what this is that we're speaking of, I will always show you where I'm receiving the information from, because it's from our Father's Word, if it's not directly from Him or Yahushua. So we come to the drawing line where either you believe what the Word says or you don't. You got to come spiritual to get much of this, because those lying scribes and Pharisees, they teach of the flesh, they teach what only their eyes can read. There's no connection between them and our Father. There's none, because if there were, they'd be able to get the spiritual understanding. They've grabbed many of our people with their lies, taking it right back to the same book that we read out of, but pervert the truth. Now, we've been going, this is our fifth of the series, so I'm going to be giving one example, actually, because I ran short of time. I want to give many, but I got a very thorough one that I think, if you have been following our lessons, you should pick up some of this stuff. So when I get ready to play the MB3, I'm going to say, have your pencil and paper, take notes, call in, let me know what you've learned. Find the scripture where this is what they're saying, but give me one scripture to say, that's not what it's talking about, because you're going to hear lies. You're going to hear lies, and if you continue to go through many of their other lessons, you will find out that they change up the meaning of words when it suits their purpose. Either they're not reading, definitely the Father did not send them, but they will tell you that they are here to make the way straight. They have a vision. The Father told them to give you this message, and the message does nothing but put division in Israel. That's all it does, is put division in Israel. It causes the children of the kingdom, their straight path is blocked because of what is coming out the lying scribes and Pharisees' mouth, the lying prophets, the Antichrist. And they're making the children who should enter the kingdom more of devils or more of children of hell than themselves. So this is taking place 2014. It always has been taking place throughout the scripture. We're just going to give you an example. This is like, okay, we've talked about it for almost this will be our fifth lesson. we're going to see if you can pick it out, because you have to make sure that you are founded in the truth of the word. And when you hear anyone speak, if it's not of our Father, don't make excuses for them. You give them the correct scripture, okay? And if they do not accept that truth, or they will give you another reason, and you're showing them, no, those words that you're taking that 11 here, 11 there, 11, 11, 11, and you're messing everything up. And if they refuse the truth of the word that you're reading to them, well, you already got your answer who their Father is. Because the Most High's people love correction. They want to know the truth. So we're going to go through just a little bit of scriptures here, and then I'm going to play MP3. I separated into two parts because I want to do a little speaking afterwards, and then I want to play the last part, and then I will take questions, open up the mic, and get some responses, seeing if you're paying attention, because we've gone over so much. There's no reason why anyone should not have any understanding to not be able to catch the lie and separate that from the truth. We know the truth can only be found in our Father's Word. So I welcome everyone. Okay, welcome, welcome. Family members, love to see you here. Guests, lost sheep of the house of Israel, shalom, Shabbat shalom, and welcome as well. All right, family, let's just first give our Father, Yahuwah, praise and thanks. I ask everyone to raise their hands with me. Dear Heavenly Father, once again we come together regardless of what four corners of the earth our ancestors were scattered because of disobedience. Father, we come in spirit and wanting to get your truth. We come trying to please you and seek your face, Father. We just ask for a blessing over our ears, over my mouth, so that your truth can be received, that your truth can be spoken. Father, we just thank you and we praise you for all our family. We thank you for those who are coming into the word and seeking your face. We thank you for those who are obedient to your word. Father, we thank you for the understanding, the riches, wisdom, and knowledge that you have given us. With the understanding of spiritualness, we can understand everything that is deceiving those who are not reading and who are not coming spiritually. Father, we just thank you and we praise you and we give all honor and glory to you. We say this with love. Father, in Yahushua's set apart name, hallelujah. All right, we're getting ready to get started. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Hey, I tell you, it's a pretty good day today. Pretty good day. I didn't have a lot of time to get everything that I wanted to get ready. Our family members on the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, I sent them out an email, and they know what went on. And we're going to pray that occur anymore. Okay? Everyone at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, they know what I'm talking about, but I had to get a lot of things done today for my children as well, you know, for the house as well for the lesson. But I want to make sure that we did have a Shabbat lesson. You know, we are going to have a Shabbat lesson when the Father gives me the time. He's going to make sure that I have that time to do it. And today was a great day for it. I don't know what the weather is where you guys are. We were supposed to get, I thought, level 3 out here. I haven't seen it yet. Matter of fact, most of the snow is melting. But nonetheless, I just tried to hurry up and take care of everything I could take care of because we get snowbound in Ohio. I don't know about y'all, but it get crazy out here. So I was busy trying to get everything together, family, but the Father gave me the message today, and I said, okay, I'm going with it because it's an excellent lesson. We have to be willing to stand for the Father's truth. And if somebody is speaking lies, you know, some people just don't know. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But if we give them the rebuking with the scriptures properly, and I mean, that's nothing ugly, but we give them the truth of the word, and they will not receive it. They will go years and years throwing more leaven in with their lessons. Well, the word tells us who's their father. Now, I'm just going with what Yahushua told us. Okay, it's in many places in the scripture. I pray that you guys had a chance to listen to those prior lessons. We're going to move forward. We will move forward. I'm not going to really be giving out any links today, but I will tell you where I'm reading from, okay, because I've still had a lot of problems with my computer, and I don't want to take any time with my computer freezing, so we're just going to go from here. I first want to take everybody to Jeremiah 14. I'm going to be reading verses 14 and 16 because, you see, throughout the Word, no one can say that they didn't know. No one can say they didn't know that there were others who were doing folly in Israel. Everything in the scripture is repetitive. The Father tells us that, you know, there's nothing new underneath the sun. If it happened here, we can pinpoint many times within the prophets where they were speaking the same language. We can go to the New Covenant. They're all speaking the same language. Certain people crept in unawares, and they were accusers of the brethren. They were leading the people astray. They had our people not worshiping Yahuwah. And our people, because they refused to be obedient, they'd rather serve the created more than the creator. And that's what they're doing. They're doing that today as well. They rather listen to man instead of our Father. And that's serious. When we speak of that, that's very serious. You know, if our Father's Word tells us precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, well, we need to do as our Father says to get to the truth, whereby we can see the lies. Many times we go into Scripture and people think the words are going to be exactly the same. That's how you know who that person is. No. See, it's an understanding. We've been given examples of those. We're going to give some more examples of those today. Hopefully this will help you. When you go out there and you're trying to learn the truth, you go venture out, you can hear the truth from the lies. You know what is of Yahuwah and what is not of Yahuwah. That's, why do you think brought it going to be that way for destruction? Something Israel was doing wrong. Something that we were doing wrong and is still being done in 2014. Now, I would take this class, this lesson, as a blessing because somebody's showing it to you. I don't hear nobody else talking about it like I am, but they need to be. Stop looking at all the other nations and start focusing on what's right in the midst of us. Now, let's go to Jeremiah 14. I'm going to read verses 14 and 16. Jeremiah was the prophet, right? Let's see what Jeremiah had to say. Then Yahuwah said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of the heart. Therefore, thus saith Yahuwah concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not. Yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. You got to understand that our Father always repaid us with whatever we did wrong. You got people today are doing just like the lying prophets of old. Their heart is deceitful to them. They're blind guides. They're telling you things of the flesh. Get guns. You got to leave so-called America because, see, it's supposed to be Babylon. You have to stockpile. You have to keep this feast day. You have to understand the proper order of authority. There's four. That's what they will tell you. When we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, or chapter 11, verse 3, is only three. Only three powers of authority, but they take leaven, a little here, blend it over here with a little bit more leaven, and pretty soon, I mean, the whole lump is too much leaven. The truth can't be found, but by sight, because they're reading out the book, and if you don't have the spiritual understanding, if you're not operating out the spirit, you will believe the lie. It's very, very beguiling what they do. Very clever, very sneaky. But I pray you have been paying attention. I pray that you are reading your English Bibles, which is our Hebrew history book translated by the Gentiles. I pray you're reading it. I pray that you're allowing the Father's set-apart spirit to flow, whereby you get the truth. No man has to teach anybody here, no woman, no man, because the Father's set-apart spirit teaches. Yes, 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 we know he raised up those to speak the truth. But as far as if you want to know, you knock on the door and ask the Father. He will answer. Let's go here. It tells us, I'm at Jeremiah 14. I want to pick up at verse 16. Now, we just talked about these prophets who prophesize false visions and divinations, things that come to naught, a deceit of their heart. And they prophesy in the Father's name. Tells you I didn't send them. But he says, sword and famine shall not be in this land, because that's what they were profiting, that it's not going to be here. But by the sword, the famine, shall those prophets be consumed, the ones who are lying. Get to verse 16. It says, and the people, and take it current, if you fit that description on this example we're going to be given and you believe these lies, you are Jeremiah 14, 16. This is you. Pay attention. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. And they shall have none to bury them, their wives, their sons, their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. Because we, family, are told to study, to show ourselves approved, rightly divide the word. We are told that you are supposed to hearken to your teacher. If the Father lifts that person up and you have listened to what they're teaching you, is it the Father's word or is it their word? Are they giving you the understanding of the scripture? Putting Yahuwah first? Or is it about them? Is it a different message than when you open up your Hebrew history book that's translated into English called the Bible? Is it? What's going on? Do you love the created more than the creator? He's telling you one thing, they're saying another. So the people who listen to those lies, it says the people to whom they prophesy, these lying prophets, these lying teachers, it said the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and they shall have none to bury them, their wives, their sons, their daughters, everybody going. Father says, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. So you could take it current today. If you're listening to somebody who's lying to you and you want to believe that lie when they have people who the Father really put in a position to teach you, and I'm going with the Father's word, I'm taking you all over with it, I'm showing you what those words mean, if you're not reading it yourself, but you prefer the lie. Well, what do you think is going to happen when Yahushua comes to gather his people into the barn? What do you think is going to happen to the ones who were disobedient in the end, who didn't have faith upon the Father's word that says, wait on me, I'll take care of you. I provided for my children always. I have a spiritual arm. Don't make it into a flesh arm. What do you think is going to happen to you? That was just something to think on. Let's go to the New Covenant now. In Galatians, I'm going to read from chapter 1. I'm going to read just verses 6 through 9. Because we're going to go and listen to what Paul had to say. It's an old covenant. It's a new covenant. Here's what Paul said. You should be really paying attention. Because Paul wrote most of the New Covenant. So he has something to say. Let's listen. He says, verse 6. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Yahushua unto another gospel, which is not another, because they read not the same book, but you've been removed from the truth of Yahushua. He said, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Yahushua. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, Let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If anyone preaches any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. If somebody is going to open up our Bibles, our history book, and they're reading from it, and they're telling you that this is what that means, they're perverting the truth. They're not giving you the truth of what Yahushua came here to do, what he did, and what he would do, and who was it that he was doing it to? Who was it for? It was for all his people. If they're separating and not telling you all the people sinned. If they're just telling you, oh, this man, he sinned. Oh, no, see, it's only this woman who sinned. If they're not telling you all Israel sinned, you know, they've perverted the word. If they take words like the daughter of Zion and tell you that's talking about a woman, and that one is just really upsetting because, my goodness, does anybody read? How dare you come and say the daughter of Zion is a woman? How dare you? Are you reading the Father's word? But, you know, it's all in the scriptures. We're forewarned. Let's go one more place. I just want to bring this to your attention. I'm going to go into it more later. I just thought about it. The Father brought it to my attention, so I'm going to bring it to yours. In Christianity, the lies of Christianity, you've all heard about the end times and the Antichrist and all this stuff. Well, we know they're talking about those who are against Yahushua. We're talking about the serpent seed. We could also talk about the Goyim as well. But particularly, they're talking about revelations in the book of Daniels. They're giving you characteristics of this person who's against Yahushua. And the word Antichrist, we know that Paul said there's many even now. So we know that there are many even today. But here is one little verse that Christianity has really blown out of proportion, but I believe that many of the Hebrews who are coming into the truth, they can see where it fits very well. When you go to Daniel 11, verse 37, it reads, "Neither shall he," speaking of the Antichrist, "regard the creator or the father of his fathers." Okay, nor the desire of woman, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. I'm going to read it again. This so-called Antichrist, which we know is none but serpent seed, but this so-called Antichrist, it says that neither shall he regard the creator of his fathers, which is Yahuwah, nor the desire of woman. Many will say, see here, homosexual. No. Nor the desire of woman, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. You can tell me after you view this MP3 if you find that this is what this person has done. And I'll go through with you. But the desire of woman, or women, however you want to put it. Well, that could be twofold. Well, if he's anti, he's against Yahushua, he's against the people. But there's something else to look at here, too. When they put that division, they don't divide the men and throw the men down. They throw the women down. Because if you go back to the Old Covenant and you understand when you read in the book of Isaiah, it says, children are their oppressors and women rule over them. They that lead us cause us to err. It's not talking about a woman. It's not talking about a little child. If you really know the truth and you understand what you're reading spiritually. So they will go to and fro with their leaven and take that particular verse and cut a woman down. They will put heavy burdens on both the men and the women through these verses. But most of all, they pick on the woman, and we're going to give you an example of that, okay? It's very important you get this. Don't take it as, oh, why she want to pick on the men? Don't even start that mess here. Don't even start that mess here. Are you not hearing our Father's word? Our Father says a house divided can't a house divided will fall. Through Yahushua, we read about that in the New Covenant. What do they do? They divide the house of Israel, not into the two kingdoms, no. The men and the women been seed. I pray y'all been joining us at all the lessons we've had prior. We're going to get started. I want everybody to follow along with us. I'm going to ask everyone to take your pencil and paper because I'm praying that you will write your notes. Call in. And are you hearing it? Are you hearing what these people are saying? One person in particular, after I let you listen to the lie, then we'll go over that person because I'm going to heavily rebuke and I'm going to give the truth. So I pray that you are willing to do as the Father said and don't let anyone lead your brother or your sister astray with garbage, okay? When it's not of our Father, when it's against the Word, when it's anti-Yahushua doctrine, when it's a perverted doctrine, you need to admonish them. You need to rebuke them with Scripture. Prayfully, they will like instruction, be glad that a brother or a sister rebuked them, and change from their evil ways. Now, if not serpent seed, that's all I'm going to say. If not serpent seed, because that's what our Father says in the Word. Now, we're going to go there. This one is about, 11 minutes, okay? First one's kind of short. The next one's a little bit longer. But pay attention. Have your pencils and paper ready, please, and take down your notes. Here we go.
The reason why is who is your covering doesn't just begin now. It begins when, before you're born. Yeah, that's not our situation. We're born in, we just got out of slavery. We were born in slavery. If you were born before June 1964, you were born without any civil rights. And now for the last almost 50 years now, June 1964, was the Civil Rights Amendment signed, which means that people in the world said, you have no civil rights, nigga. But then we are so delusional we get some civil rights because the Neanderthal gives it to us. Then we say, well, I'm part of this world now. And see, now, then you live your life according to the Neanderthalian rule. Right? And then when you're done, you realize you're a sucker. I ain't hurt nobody. I ain't trying to. You realize you're a sucker. And you were used up in this Neanderthalian system. Well, come on, I ain't hurt nobody. I love you. Your Father got to change his rules and his laws and his scriptures to accommodate the situation that so many of these brothers and sisters are in these last days. How dare y'all? Y'all don't give us this grace. How dare Yahweh not give us the opportunity to redeem ourselves? Well, he has. But you can't live this life the way you want to. You can't come into the Father's kingdom and say, I'm going to rock it like I rocked it when I was in the world. No, you can't. Not up in hell. Mm-mm. Got to die to yourself. Well, see, that's the problem. You don't want to die to yourself. You want the Father to conform his word to you. But then if I have no covering, and there's not a righteous man here, what can I do? Well, I want you to hear this. Pride cometh before the fall. Pride cometh before the fall. Let's go to the word. I'm gonna follow this up because our people think that the only place in someone's household is if like right now we don't understand salvation. We think that everybody who goes to heaven, or anybody who's saved or redeemed, we are under the delusion that everyone is the bride of Yahushua. Right? That's what we believe. And you see within the scriptures say very clearly, there's the bride of Yahushua, then there's guests, people who come into the wedding feast to view the wedding, and then there's doorkeepers who will be at the door, and there are people who serve at the wedding. Not everyone's the bride. You could tell right now the way, you don't love Yahushua the way you should. But yet, someone in your mind, you think, I'm a bride. No, the bride is someone who will say, remember now, not everybody who's a woman on a planet, and not everybody who's a man on the planet, here you go. Not everybody who's a man is sent from the Father. Not everyone who's a woman is sent from the Father. How do you know who they are? Husbands, love your wives as Yahushua loved the church and gave his life for it. Now, you don't like church, congregation, or assembly, or the body of the Father. He gave his life for it. That's how a man should be towards his wife. Most men are going to do that. Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as unto the Messiah in everything. Woman said, I ain't going to do that. But then yet you think that when you die, you're going to be the bride of the Messiah. No, of course not. Now, you'll be blessed if, let's say, well, you know, you're one of the servers at the wedding. And you'll be blessed. That's what's good. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Father than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. See, we don't understand. We always think that the only way I can be covered if I get that man. Yeah. I know he looked, you know, I'm telling you, and that's the worldly mindset. The Father's not going to bless you. But sometimes folks don't, you know, in this world, you don't even want to be a doorkeeper. You don't even want to be a servant. It's beneath you because you've been taught by this Luciferian, Denisovian, fallen Azalean society. Don't forget Lucifer. So, yeah, I'm doing this message again because right now I'm in a stage of my life and I've learned and I've grown since 2009 that I can talk in a way that I communicate better today than I did yesterday. That's what we have to be better than we were yesterday. The Father will make us better, right? But brothers and sisters, you know, not everybody's going to be a bride. And we've been taught from this satanic system that not only you're going to be a queen, you're a queen. And even the scripture says, wait a minute, you can't be a queen without a husband. That's what Jezebel says. See, so we have to understand what spirit that we're under in this place that will burn with fire. Okay, now, turn with me to 1 Corinthians 11th chapter. Remember now, I ain't going to say you like this message. It may not be exactly what you wanted to hear. But see, this is why Yahushua says you will reap. Reap means you will gather what you plant. I was a young man. And I put seeds in this ministry when I was a young kid. I also planted seeds with folks that openly said, you're a cult leader. I don't like this spiritual teaching. I'm gonna try to sabotage your ministry. I'm gonna try to defame your name. I'm gonna try to break you. I'm gonna take everything that so you won't be able to even afford a blog talk radio show. I'm gonna try to take everything from you. You know, you wanna take it. How about I lay it down? How's that work? Well, you know, every legal scholar in North Carolina, forget North Carolina, in the world, legal documents. Nope, you don't gotta work another day in your life. No, Father said, lay it down, son. Lay it down. Let them know. Let her know. Oh, yeah, you're talking personal. Brothers and sisters, how am I going to talk in your life, and especially this message I'm about to preach? How am I going to talk into your life if I don't share my life? To me, that sounds kind of hypocritical. That's just me. Because you have to understand the Father can do what he say he can do. Many of you feel like you are lost. You can say, I'll never get a spiritual covering. It's because you're thinking like that woman who wants to try to work it. I'm get my man. Please stop it, Adam Abbott. Don't you understand that there's about, I mean, just African American sisters alone, about 12 million of them, or maybe, I don't know, it's 33 million, about almost 20 million. They outnumber men crazy. About 20 million of the sisters said, I'm going to work mine too. Right? Somewhere in the high rises, in the ghettos, in the slums, in the hoods, thinking that, I'm going to work my thing. Once I get my chick on fire out, get my hair did, I can draw him. Stop it! You ain't drawing no kind of man to y'all like that. And the only reason why you even think you get close is because he's maybe a friendly dude. I can't stand it! No, listen. There's another way that you could be covered, but not the way you want to. Another way? Yes, another way, baby. Bruh, how about me, bruh? Well, no, listen. Many of the men are going to die off because you hear this word, you harden your heart because you want to do your own thing. You want to be recognized. Yet you don't want to conform to the Father's word. And Father's not, there's no mercy for you, dude. Scriptures very clearly state, he will purge out the rebels. He talked about the men. But how can Laquisha and them, how are they going to make it to Israel? It's because they have a horrible head. And that's why there'll be so many women in Israel compared to the men. But the women will have shame upon them. Because now when they wake up from their great disappointment, how they live their lives in this Neanderthalian world, they'll be ashamed before the Father and our brother Messiah Yahushua. When they see that everything in the galaxy, everything that you see that the Father created was given unto man. The angels were brought down to earth for a great ceremony of when the Father would breathe into Adam. And all the powerful angels and all the hosts of heaven would bow down to him. And there was a rebellion. What was all this rebellion about? All these brothers and sisters, this rebellion was about the so-called Negro. That they did not want to bow down to some black, smelly mud. And everybody said, well, if I'm going to be with him, I got to own him. I got to be the one with him. I got to be the wife. How about this? There are other things within the kingdom that you could be covered. Well, I ain't working on them. I ain't doing nothing. All right, then ride or die. See how you work it out. See, you know, because when you get that attitude and a demon come in your face, see if that attitude drive that demon away. Hmm? Because you snap your fingers, he's going to roll. If I bend my neck to the right, then bend my neck to the left, and then poke out with my eyes, buck, that demon going to fly. He's going to get away from me. Yeah. You haven't even seen what the rest of the world's gone through. And demons got you going crazy now. Once they unplug the system, what do you think you'll be? 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, starting at verse 1. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Messiah. So first of all, this is what our brother is saying of the Apostle Paul. Don't do anything I say. Follow me and see if I live what I say. And that's what I said to you, brothers and sisters, all from day one. That's why I share my life, things that are real private. You know, I shock me sometimes once it comes out of my mouth. I do. I know. That's the first time I said it. You know, I said, man. But it, you know, how can I tell you to, you know, gird up your loins, tuck that penis, and don't you go out there run around and be slapping women with the penis? Don't spread your feet to everybody you pass by. That's, you know, I'm quoting Ezekiel on that one. And then how are you living, Yahya? How are you, what you doing? If it's not in the Word, I ain't doing it.
All right, you guys heard that mess. You know, where do I start? That's the question. Well, the first one, I'm going to give just a little bit what I caught out of it. If anybody else wants to add to it, we would definitely take what you have to bring to the table and prayfully their scripture given. Now, many of you may have ventured over to other sites, particularly this one came out of Kofa Network with a man by the name of Yahya Bendele, and certain people believe that I pick on him. Of course, you know, they love the lie, because if they love the truth and I'm given the scripture, then they will love our Father. So it's not picking. I'm a teacher. I'm supposed to rebuke openly with the Word. So that's what we're going to be doing. It's not about a male or female thing. Get it out of your heads. Don't start that mess here. Okay, we got to get to the truth. I played only an 11-minute clip. But out of the 11-minute clip, you will hear him tell you that basically a woman has no covering if she's not married to a man or up under a man. And as the MP3 goes on, you're going to get more understanding of what he is speaking of. Because when we read the scripture, that's not what it says. It tells us when he went to, and he hasn't fully gone there yet, but he's going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, that speaks of the three powers of authority, and he's going to give you four. Pay attention to that. Because you can go get verification that there's only three when you go to John 14, 6. It says, Yahushua said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, nobody, no one cometh unto the Father but by me. So that will go into alignment with 1 Timothy 2 and 5, which says, for there is one mediator. Okay, excuse me. There is one Father, Yahuwah, and one mediator between Yahuwah and his people. They use the word men. The man, Yahushua. So if they keep telling us there's only three powers of authority, why would anybody believe someone who told them there's four? Just something to think on. You got to get your heart right. Get it circumcised. Don't worry about your flesh. Flesh is nothing. Get that spiritual garment, that white garment ready. That's your spiritual body. Get it ready. Let's get to the truth of the word. He also said, when he read from Paul in 1 Corinthians, let me go there. I did not have my scriptures open to that, but I can easily get it. In 1 Corinthians, I would like to know where some of this stuff is said because I don't see it. Now, maybe it's said somewhere else and he didn't give me no scripture for it, but let's just go where he read. When he read out of 1 Corinthians 11, what he told you, and if you're not reading, you probably didn't even catch it. He says, out of 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Yahushua. But he said, don't do anything I say, but follow me and see what I do. That was his interpretation of what Paul said. Don't do anything I say. It says, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Yahushua. So he told you it meant, don't do anything I say, like if Paul is saying something of his own. But he says, but follow me and see what I do, because he's going to round it all up to the men need to be like Yahushua. But he's setting up a theme for this, because, see, you got to start separating the people somehow. So he even misquoted 1 Corinthians 11, 1. I don't know if you caught it. He mentioned that Ezekiel, I don't like to get into some of the stuff he said, but all his messages have a sexual overtone to it, even the pictures. And I tried to post some so you could see. But he said that Ezekiel was talking about the man hitting the woman upside the head with the penis, I think, or, you know, hey, come on. Everything that we speak should be geared towards the word, not your fantasies, your lustfulness, or your, I don't know if it's called insecurities, whatever, your deceitful heart, your lying heart, your dreams that you dream. But I don't think that Ezekiel said anything like that about the man's penis slapping a woman across the head or anything. I don't think that it was in there. But he quoted, he said, you know, I'm just quoting Ezekiel. Please, if that's in there, someone please bring it. Call me up and I will take that call. I would like to hear it. It's not in there. It's not in there, and the word was perverted. He also said that there was another way for a woman to be covered. I don't believe there's any other way for the covering but what's listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, which speaks of three powers of authority. And it lets us know that the people, not just the man, but the people, look up the word men in the Strong Concordance. We've done it many times. I'm not doing it now. You do it. The word men means the people, every man. That means the people. Yahushua is that mediator between the Father's children and the Most High. But that's not what you heard. He's telling you there's another way to be covered. Israel is supposed to be covered by Yahushua because he's a mediator to our Father. Now, I pray you caught that. I'm going to check my phone line, and I'm going to give out the number in case anyone wanted to add to that, and then I'm going to keep rolling. The number If you would like to call in, if you found some other things he said, the number is 646-595-4111 if you wanted to share what you thought of what you heard so far. If you want to share. By the way, this was taken from one of his lessons called Who Is Your Covering? Okay, and most of the lessons are geared to dominate women. And it's a lustful thing of the eyes, and it's a lot of loving. And if Israel gets upset because I bring this up, the men, the women, whoever, folly on you, shame, because it's not of our Father. There's no division. There's no division. I don't see any hands up. We're going to go to part two. We will go to part two. Let me just read a little something to you because I want to bring you back into remembrance really quick before we go any further. Let's see. Do I want to go anywhere else with this? Yeah, I want to go. Let me go up with my notes here because I, you know, some of the stuff kind of shocked me that he said, but hey, that's, it is what it is. Just remember, we went over this before, but keep it in mind when you listen to the rest of this nonsense. In 1 John chapter 2, we read it. I'm only going to read a little bit. Verse 18, that's where I'm picking up at. Little children. Now, keep in mind this word little children because he's going to tell you this word little children somewhere else means something else. So pay attention. Little children, talking to Israel, it is the last time as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know what it is, that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the set apart one, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, and because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Keep that in mind. No lie. You can be hearing some stuff that's a bunch of lies, but no lie is of the truth. And the truth is with the Father. It's in the Word with Yahushua. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Yahushua is our Redeemer? He is anti-Yahushua, or Antichrist, as they put, that denieth the Father and the Son. And many people can't see where what he's doing is denying it. We're going to get into it, family. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. Verse 25, and this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. Remember that word seduce means lead astray, to lead into error, okay? To be led away into error and sin. They're seducing you. We read in verse 27, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointed teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it had taught you, ye shall abide in him. And who's him? Well, according to Yahya Ben Ali, we're supposed to be abiding in Yahya, because you're going to hear him tell you about how he sent there to teach you. The Father chose him. Well, we know that they're talking about the set-apart spirit sent from the Most High through Yahushua. Verse 28, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed. That's the same shame that is spoken of in Isaiah 3 and 4, where it says, take away our reproach if we take Yahushua's name. You're going to hear him mess that up too. Okay? If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him, or rather, is a son of the Most High, or one of the children of the Most High, or they were with the Father before he formed them in their mother's womb. I pray y'all getting this, because it's going to get really messed up, what you're going to hear. I'm playing this. Prayfully, he'll hear the MP3 himself or listen to our lesson and correct the mistakes he's making. Because he's going to give you a lot more messed up leaven here. But I'm praying that gives you the understanding. We've gone through four series of this lesson already, that you can start to hear it when that lie pops out. Because you've read the scriptures. You're seeking the Father. You're operating out the Spirit. This should be nothing to you. I can see it. I can hear it. That's not what it says. Uh-uh. You go a little further. You stopped a little too short on reading the explanation of that one verse. Keep going. You know, we have to come into the truth or you will be deceived, because it tells us that Satan deceives the whole world. We know that Satan is the devil, is the old dragon. Look, it's the Antichrist. It's the scribes and Pharisees. It's the deceiver of the brethren. Is the, I can go with names on this, but it's all the same. Many names. Because remember, Satan is able to transform himself into an angel of light, and so are his ministers. They appear set apart, but they're not. They look like a lamb, but speak like a dragon. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. They're very beguiling. All characteristics of the serpent seed. Pay attention, okay? Pay attention. We're going to go to the next part. I was praying that I had at least one caller. I don't see them there, but we're going to move on. I want to make sure that you guys are being taught properly and you're given examples. I'm going to give not just this person. I'm going to give many examples, the best examples I can find, and see if you catch them. So I pray you have your pencil ready. This part is 33 minutes. But listen well, it's worth every second to listen to this and catch those mistakes. Catch those lies. Okay, catch those lies. Because I believe that these lies, I listen, I pay attention. And he has come over here. He knows what I'm teaching. You know, he knows what I'm teaching. He knows that I do not teach that daughter of Zion is talking about a woman. We teach Genesis differently. Matter of fact, everything is taught differently because he's teaching of the flesh. I'm working out the set-apart spirit. So pay attention to what he tells you, family. Go ahead and get your pencil, paper, and please call in. Let me know one verse that you've caught. I want to make sure that you are catching on. Here we go, family, 33 minutes.
If it's not in the word, I will not do it. And if I do it, I will repent and I'll tell myself. Yes, I will. I'll repent and I will tell on myself so that Satan will have no power over me. I want to be a follower, an imitator of our brother and our Messiah, Yahushua. That's verse 1. Verse 2. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things and keep the ordinances. Now, before I even go, let me finish up. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. Now, you may say, well, yeah, he's just speaking to the men. Well, brother and sister, hear me. That was commonplace. It should be commonplace today, but it's not. Because many of our sisters are, and the Father knew that you'll be like this, you're not covered. And you think that the only way that you can have a covering is if you get your own personal set-aside man. And what I can say to you, that a man who's of the Father, his spirit, that the spirit that's in this man, folks who are not even his wife, someone who's around him, or I'll speak for me, on a regular basis. But this is, don't even believe what I'm about to say. You know it's true. I'm going to tell you why. Do you know why many of you come from, even though you may not like me, and there's people who don't, you know, but they'll tune in and they'll listen in for those 2 hours. And every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, open for them. Why? It's because the message, the voice, the presence of the Father's Spirit covers you for those 2 hours. Yeah, it do. You think you're somebody? I'm set aside by the Father. How do you dare? Well, that's what I believe. You don't believe, then, you know, like I said, Google, brother, I'm a liar. Please tell on me. But you feel it for the 2 hours. It comes into your home. It moves you. It's the spirit. It covers you for that time. But then you know it comes a time when I had to say, I do this because I love you. And don't let the ways of life wash you away. Because I know I got to hang up. I know I can't be there with you all the time. I said this to you sisters back in 2008. When I said, let Yahweh be your lover. I said, I can't always be there with you. I understand what the Father's given me. And when you have a wayward woman, a woman who loves the word, the world, who loves the things of this world, it drives them crazy. Because that presence means I can't have the world. The presence of the Father will make you regret having riches and gold and putting that before the Father. You can enjoy the drippings and the seductions of life if you're around a man who has a Father's covering his spirit. Now, you love it when demons try to get you. But besides that, you cramping my style. So, brothers and sisters, understand that I've known this about me all my life. Because there is, if you could get a little bit of cover, if you get a little bit of it, it makes you feel a little bit better. But what you have to do is you have to forsake the life that you have. But the way, only way you can do it, you have to be what? You have to be followers of Yahushua. But the Father, Yahushua, puts preachers and teachers and evangelists on the earth so you could follow them. How can the people hear without a preacher? How can the preacher preach unless he is sent? Let's go to verse 3. Now let's go to verse 2 again. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things. So Paul said, remember me in all things and keep the ordinances. Why do you think I give you the word? I'm not going to change it because my life situation is different. Or I ain't going to change it because I got somebody who the Father will lay it down, son. I ain't laying this down, Father. This ain't the Holy Spirit talking to me. You told me to lay down how much? How much money? No. Keep the ordinances, which means that you don't take nobody to court. That's an ordinance. Why would a believer take a believer to it? This court system got nothing on me. Let's go to verse 3. But I would have you know. Come on now. Break it down, Paul, because you know you ain't talking on your own. But I would have you know that the head of every man, the head of man and woman, go ahead. No, that's not what it said, baby. It says the head of every man. Well, you know, man and woman, same thing, woman, man. No, the head of every woman, the head of every man. Go ahead, Yaya. No, baby, that's not what it said, girl. Can I just read it the way? Let me just read the way it says. That the head of every man is Messiah. Okay. And the head of the woman, yeah, go ahead, it's Yahushua, right? And the head of the woman, that's the Father, the creator of heaven, earth, and the head of the woman. And the head of the woman, no! Yeah. And the head of the woman is the man. Go ahead, keep reading. It got to change, right? Okay. And the head of the woman is the man. And the head of Messiah is Yahweh. So if you're so a man, how the world are you going to try to lead a woman and you are not going to follow Yahushua? You're not going to follow Yahushua. But when a man follows Yahushua, but see, guess what, women? You ain't the judge if he follows Yahushua or not. Right? Because the scripture says in the book of Peter, if you have a husband who obeys not the word, win him with the word without saying a word. You mean, how's that? Let them watch your behavior, your attitude. See, so you can't get out of this. You can't get out of this, brothers and sisters. Like Yahushua, look, it's not like the Father didn't ask Yahushua to do some difficult things. That's what the Father told him to do. Don't sin. Don't even think on sin. Commune with my spirit day and night. Sing songs and melodies so you will not give the voice of the devil not one day of sin. You won't give the devil 1 second of sin. Because this world's fading away. Now you kind of see it, don't you? Even folks who don't even love the Father, they see it. But let me just get to the point where how we got to live first. Because remember now, what the second verse says, Paul came to teach them the ordinances. How you live. Come on, how you live. Why, even the women who go back to Israel, What's you know this? You know something crazy is about to happen. Because what the women say? Give me your name to take away my shame. And I get the brothers say, yeah, that's right. Give me your name. Negro, 90% of us ain't gonna be there. Because you're not gonna lay down everything and follow the Lamb wherever he goes. That is what a man is called to do. Yes, when you see a man into himself, when you see a man living his own way, his own life, he is not the reflection of the Messiah. And if you had any sense, if you were raised properly, the last person you would go to is a man who is not the reflection of our brother. But because he has things that get you a little bit, come on now, don't say, yeah. Get you a little excited. I'm about to say wet, but excited. I did say wet, didn't I? Get you all sexually aroused, and then you move with it. You know, you ain't gonna listen to nobody. You gonna listen to yourself because there's no covering over you. Right? Cause daddy wasn't good. Granddaddy wasn't good. Great. So what happens? But this is all prophecy. Only a very small remnant will be saved. Many are called, few are chosen. You know why? Because the called, a lot of people, I'm called, but you won't lay down your life for the word and for your wife. You won't live according to the word. But yet, I know you heard the voice. That's just a calling. But you weren't chosen. See? Many are called, bruh. Few are chosen. So now we go back to the word and understand this. We know that Yahushua got to be in compliance fully, 100%, with our Father. Do a man have to be in fully control, fully under our brother Messiah Yahushua? Yes, he must. But I wouldn't have you know that the head of every man is Messiah. And so if the man falls, guess what? He goes to our brother and our Messiah. And he's our mercy seat. He's our propitiation for our sins, which means that he takes away he takes the blame for us. But we don't practice sin. We don't want to practice sin. Falling means that, you know, oh, I didn't know I was going to do it. I walk away, I trip. Man, this is a crack in the wall. I didn't mean to fall. I got you. I got you. Yahushua said, I got you. All right. So I think many folks would say, yeah, you know, I believe in Yahushua. If a man ain't with Yahushua, you know, he really can't do much for me. You know, but see, you already with him, ain't you? All right. Now let's go. And the head of the woman is the man. This is the problem, brothers and sisters. Because I could take you, and you could read it, Isaiah the 3rd chapter. Matter of fact, let me break this down. I'm gonna let y'all see that our people perish for a lack of knowledge. Verse 12 says this, Isaiah 3rd chapter, verse 12. Now see who Isaiah is talking to, right? Watch this. As for my people, children are their oppressors. So right now you know he's not talking to the children. Okay? As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. So who's them? It's not the children. It's not the women. Right? O my people, they which lead thee. Now, who leads us, brothers and sisters? If your children are the oppressors, which means that they are dictating to you through oppression, right? And if someone rules over you, aren't they the one? If they rule, aren't they the leaders? Look, I ain't trying to make nothing up. You read it for yourself, right? This has been written over 2,000 years, 4,000 years ago. 3,000 years ago with Isaiah, right? So my point is that it's always been here, always been here. See, it's the very opposite of what we're learning in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter. As for my people, come on now, who's he talking to? Who's my people? He's talking to the children. Children are their oppressors. Okay, no, he ain't talking about the children because the children are the ones who's oppressing his people. Who is his people? See, when you are under the order of the Father's men, then, yes, you're one with the Father. He breathed in man. If you are one with man, with your husband, then he breathed in you too. If you separate from the man, child, you separate from your daddy, you ain't living according to the Father's word, then the blessings, the covering is not on you. Let's keep on reading. Let's go back to verse 12. As for my people, I submit he's talking to the men. Okay? The men who are set aside by our Father. Children are their oppressors. and women rule over them. Now, here's the conclusion of having children oppress you and women ruling over you. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. You can't follow someone if they don't know where they're going. The scripture says in the book of Proverbs, the people perish without divine revelation. You need a vision in order to see where you're going. And if you are being led by the oppressor and those who rule over you, then you have no path of where to go. Oh, y'all can't stand you. Then you don't like the word. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Oh, my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy path. So then you can't walk right. Look at verse 13. Yahweh standeth up to plead and standeth to judge the people. So the fact matters that the reason why Isaiah was bold enough to preach, because he was killed for what he was saying. And who do you think killed Isaiah? It was the men. But why? Because they were being led down a path that was of error. It's error. There are folks even today who they'll listen to witches and Jezebelian spirits because that's the spirit they want to listen to. And this message, they didn't like it during the days of the prophets. They didn't like it when Moses put it in the law. And they didn't like it when Yahushua put the law and the prophets together. They just don't want it. That's why there's only a very small remnant that will be saved. See, brothers and sisters, the world is in trouble. Even if we live in the land of Babylon, we live in the land of Persia, we live in the land of Egypt, we live in the land of Greece, we live in the land of the Americas, the Roman, this Iron Kingdom, is when a man does not rule under Yahushua, the trouble. Who is the head of man? Yahushua. You say, well, you know, a man ain't no good without the woman. Listen, that's just that satanic little lyric you found. That's not. It's not good for a man to be alone, but why was woman created? Why were you created? Sisters, why were you created? I know. No, I can't say. Why were you created? Mother, why were you created? Daughter, why were you created? You were created for man. Okay, let's keep on reading. You'll get over it. Verse 14. The Most High will enter into judgment and the princes thereof, for ye have eaten up the vineyard. The spoil of the poor is in your houses. So you stole from the poor, and you're taking from the poor. Poor what? Poor in spirit. And not only in the physical, but also in the spiritual. You're just taking. Verse 15. What mean ye that ye beat my people to pieces and grind the faces of the poor, says Father Yahweh of hosts. He has a whole kingdom that's with him. So I mean, like you're basically like saying, you know who I am, you know what I'm rolling with. You know what is wrong with you that you will spit in my face like this? Like there's not gonna be repercussions. Verse 16. Moreover, the Father Yahweh said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty. See, you can't make a kingdom if the sisters are jacked up. You can't. How do what? Father, make the way straight, son. I said, how do you do that, Father? He said, I save the remnant of my seed who's under Yahushua. But the key are the sisters, the women. They don't. Their headship is broken. It's only a very small remnant left. Let them know that they got to fall in line, that they got to repent. They can't walk in their own ways. And yes, when they get to Israel, they'll feel bad for what they've done. They'll feel shame. And they'll cry out to me and say, Father, give me your name to take away. They'll say to the men, give me your name to take away my shame, because then I understand what the Father's order was. It was always that the earth was run by men. The Father gave it to man. The man was made in his image. The man was made in the Father's image. The woman was made in the image and glory for man. And the Father breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living soul. And so when a woman falls under the man, then she has part of the breath of the Father. And she's covered. Come on now. She's covered because she has the breath. When she's one with her man, when she's one with her daddy, when she's under the household of her brother, when if even if you said, look, I can't have them, but I can work and I can do this and I can do that, then you're covered. Because even those who are under the household are covered. Even those under the household are covered. But why won't these sisters do this? Verse 19. Moreover, says Father Yahweh, he says, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go. Dead, I don't need no man. Boom, boom, shaking to the right, to the left, and making a tinkling with their feet. Isaiah, tell how it is, brother. Verse 17, therefore, Father Yahweh will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion. The reason why you can't find a decent man, the reason why these brothers are destitute and lost, guess what? You know what he did? He took away what you need. He made your head a scab. So the reason why you can't find the men is because that is your punishment. Now you got to deal with devils and demons and no goods without your covering. Because when you had a man, come on now, you do back out in 1981. What you do? 73. How'd you roll? 1996. What happened? Moreover, verse 16, moreover, I know, you know, I read Isaiah all my life. I never read it like this. When you said, come on now. Let the spiritual eyes hit you. Moreover, Father Yahweh said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty. So he's giving you a reason. He's giving you a reason why you are faced and you're going through what you went through, what you're going through today. It's a spirit that is haughty upon our sisters, upon the daughters of Zion. Well, you know, he's talking about all of Israel. No, he's not. He's talking about the women. Moreover, Father Yahweh said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth necks. Why? Guess what? It tells you in verse 12 that they're the leaders. They're the rulers. It's not true like that today. Well, you must be delusional. You know, within this, you say, well, a white man, look, they're in the judgment. The folks who are not, who are Neanderthals, those who are not born again and grafted into Israel, they will be, I'm not trying to hurt nobody, they will be cleansed from off the earth. It's an afterthought. Like, Father's like, look, they shouldn't be there anyway. I'll get them off. But I'm talking to my children. The scriptures were not written for those who came off the caucus mouth. I ain't heard nobody. It's just true. It was written for the children of the garden. Yahweh said, I ain't come for no one else but the lost sheep of Israel. And even those who are grafted into the truth, they must be grafted into Israel. You got to be adopted, dude. You can't walk around here with your little Gentile Neanderthalian way. You got to forsake George Washington. You got to forsake America. You got to forsake Europe. You got to forsake this Neanderthalian system. Even before you can even be included into the kingdom, be grafted in. And you heard it from a preacher. This nasty religion that, oh, I'm a Christian, then you're lost. You're dirty, you're a dog. It's true. He's talking to his children. Because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth necks. Look at me, dabnabbit. Look at, and wanton eyes. Look at eyes. This is what I want. I just want it, you know. I'm going to do me. Mm-hmm. Walking and not only just walking, mincing. Every step, bam, come on. You're going to make sure that thing bounce on the right. Bam! Watch it. Mincing as they go. And if you miss the right cheek or left cheek, I'll make sure I got step on my feet to let you know I'm walking. Isaiah, boy, that's my point. I'm sorry. And making a tinkling with their feet. Now, look, you act like you don't like that. Look, I never said that. Y'all got me wrong. It draws my attention, too. But that's not what it should be. I should be looking at no other man's wife, you know, bouncing and boom. Look at, my goodness, boy, you got that, Doc? No, see, that shouldn't be. The mind's not right. And the men's minds aren't right. Right? Because they're following this. They're following this. California, you're following this, bro. Verse 17, therefore, Yahweh will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters. We just read 1 Corinthians. Who is the head of the woman, the man? So what is gonna? What is he gonna? So the man is the crown, the head of her, right? So what happens, brothers and sisters, when the man has a scab on his head? Then the women are not covered. But that's what you wanted, sister, didn't you? I don't need no man. Now, in order for you to be part of a kingdom, in order to be covered by somebody who loves the Father, then you have to fall into the order of the Father's word. But our sisters, we know the men are dying. I already said that. So why, you know, and they know this message. And not only do they know this message, they have a direct connection to Yahushua because they're men. They can play dumb and all that kind of stuff all they want. They know better. That's why I don't waste too much time with them. I let them know, here's a DVD. This is what I'm saying to you. Yeah, I hear you. But look, and then they violent too. These dudes who come in, they just don't want to die to themselves. They don't want to die to themselves. They don't want to die to themselves. Why do you think Mary Magdalene, once those demons was driven out of here, her, what did she do? She wanted to hang around Yahushua. Why? Because it was a covering. But what did Yahushua says? He said, I can't always be there with you. He said, but I got to depart. And then he said, but I will leave you the comforter. That's why he told Mary Magdalene and his mama, he going to leave them the comforter. No, that's not what he said. Mm-mm. He's, the heaven and earth will pass away, but the Father's word will never pass away. And then, so that's why you have a bunch of women in churches. I got the Holy Ghost. Yeah, then why Clyde could come in, slap that around the bedroom, but yet the Holy Ghost, what was the Holy Ghost saying now then? I can't stay here. Look, if you just tuned in for the first time, somebody had told you wrong. If you're going to hear one of those messages, that is not going to challenge you. That's not what I do. That's not what I'm called to do. And so since I'm not called to do it, I ain't going to do it. The Father gave his Holy Spirit, and he told the disciples, the greater things you shall do, I did. And so, remember now, who is Yahushua first responsible for? He is the covering for men. Verse 17. Therefore, Yahweh will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion. Who's your head? The man, that's what you say. No, didn't I quote all these scriptures to you? Oh, yeah, okay. Genesis 3rd chapter says, woman, your husband shall rule over you. Now you got a problem with Moses. All right, let's keep on reading. Verse 17. Therefore, Yahweh will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion. Yeah, that's the man. Okay, all right, I got you. Yeah. But guess what else it says? And Yahweh will discover their secret parts. So the scab will, your head will have a scab on it, and your secret parts are your loins. Is where you birth. And guess what he's going to do there? Huh? He's going to discover the secret parts. Nothing good. If a scab is on the head, what do you think is going to come out of your womb, out of your secret parts, out of your private parts? Huh? Secret and private, that's what it means. Okay. What do you think comes out of it? Your children. And guess what your children, they're oppressing the community. They're oppressing everything. Well, I don't know, that daddy ain't no good. Yeah, the scripture says your daddy ain't going to be no good. He's going to be a scab. Prophecy, brothers and sisters, is going to be how it's going to be. I got 2 minutes. In that day, verse 18, in that day Yahweh will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet. So, see, the day's going to come when he's going to take all that away. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not because I get secret prophecies. It's all in the Word. Father's just giving the ability to read the Word, and I recognize and He made me strong in the book. He made me strong in the book. I know. I'm telling you, that's what's happening. He's going to take away your bravery, sister. He's going to take away. You can't see it. I've been telling you all this since I got on the scene, and not just I said it. I put it in videos. The end of the Gentile rule, the unseen world. The thousand minutes have done here on Blog Talk. And you know that predominantly has been geared towards the women. Why? Because I'm trying to make the way straight. How do you make the way straight without going to the men? The men know the truth. That Yahushua deals with them directly. It's Jesus that you don't hear. You have no covering. So how are you going to hear the truth? How are you going to hear the word? And I know in your spirit you go searching for the word, but you can't find it. And the men, they play dumb. Like, brother. I'm hard on the men. Y'all don't think I am. I am. But brother, she don't want to listen to me, and what should I do? Bro, you know what to do. You know what to do. You just won't do it because you have a direct pipeline to Yahushua. You just don't want to hear. You don't want to listen. You don't want to make the tough decisions. I could go on with this message, but dad, never, I don't got enough time. Who is your covering? Who is your covering? And then you may say, well, there's not enough men out there. And so, what should I do? And, well, perhaps you could say, listen, Yahya, I want to help you when it comes to, oh, no, I want to work for you. I got to make sure this help thing, but then I want to work for you on teaching the younger women what I've learned throughout these years as a woman, and they're applying the Father's word to this. I could plant some okra and some cabbage, but you're hardy, so you don't want to do that. I ain't doing that. I said, like the older sisters, you may say, well, listen, you can, I'll tell you, I know, this is the word, you can help deliver the meals, and you can help run the bath water. You can help take care of the children. Nigga, who you think you are? See, and so because you're hardy, but then yet you tune in because you know, even though you don't like to admit it, that there's a spiritual something that covers you. Just through the word, and the way that it's preached, and the way that it's put. No matter what you may want to say to me, you know it's different. I know it's different. So. What I would say to you, brothers and sisters, is this, is that your covering isn't just the fact that you have to have a man to yourself. First of all, that's not even true. That's how this last sister was taught you. Well, that's my man. Right then you're wrong. Because, you were made for the man. The man wasn't made for you. That's the word. You don't like the word. See, this. Look, y'all got to stop trying to blame me for stuff. Your problem is with the word. Your problem is with the word that got the prophet stoned. Your problem is with the word that the apostles got from Yahushua. Your problem is the word. You don't like that. And anyone who has the audacity to preach it with the boldness to do it, then you don't like that person either. But yet you can't say you don't like the word, so you got to go after the nigga. Stop. Everything, he's put a scab on your head. That's why the men are no good. Israel comes to the earth through your portal. What's my portal? Your womb. Don't say Yahya. Don't say that. Well, and so, no, I'm going to say it. The Father wants the portal proper. He wants it clean. He wants it without a spot or a wrinkle. He's looking for his bride. He has saved a remnant, a very small remnant, to put back into the womb. To bring forth who? The children of Israel. And where's this new generation that's going to come that's going to inherit the land of Israel? It's going to come through a set-aside seed. And how is she going to get here? Through the portal. Who's a portal? The women. The women are the portal. The women are how the children of Israel came to the earth. Every single tribe of Israel came through the portal of the womb of the woman. So the Father's Spirit came and entered into from her egg to the sperm, and then the Spirit came from heaven, entered into that egg, and into that seed, that set-aside seed, which means holy, and now he can bring his spirit to the earth through the womb. So the fact matters that Yahushua is coming. and Israel, the land of Israel, our mother Jerusalem, cannot be contaminated no longer. The Gentiles will trample it under. When we were there, we treated our mother like a hoe. Now, the conclusion of days are here. You hear this message. You can read it for yourself. And I know that you, and I'm not, I know that you read it. I never read it like that before. It's so clear. I know it's clear, because how can the people hear without a preacher? How can a preacher preach unless he is sent? I'm sent here to make the way straight so that you can see who is your covering. Humble yourself so your covering don't have to last for 2 hours on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Yeah, you think you're somebody. I have this word. And if you want to be ashamed of that, then you got the wrong dude. That's why people lie and connive just to be around the covering. They do, men and women. Who is your covering?
All right, that was it, family. You know, there were so many pieces of leaven. I couldn't write them all down, so I pray you took some notes, and I pray that you will call in and give me what you have, and I have some written down as well. The number is 646-595-4111. We've been going over this, family. How can you tell if they're sent from the Most High? Because the Most High tells us in many of the scriptures, I didn't send them. I didn't send them to give you this message. We listened to a message that was so full of sex, if you really paid attention. And if you understand, many, when they change the meaning of the true words that are there and the spiritual understanding of those words, it goes into a defilement. It goes into a what Yahushua said, that they, the scribes and Pharisees, those who were sitting in Moses' seat, they want to teach from the law, that and they put leaven everywhere. But he warned us of the leaven of the Pharisees, first of all. I think you guys know that. And this leaven does harm because it blocks the way for the children to enter into the kingdom. Most High is not going to take pity on those people who follow people who listen to nonsense like that and believe that's truth. I don't see any hands up. I'm going to go with what I have. Now, that was Yahya Bendeley of Kofa Network. And this is open rebuke now. I'm giving you guys examples. I was praying someone would call in, but I don't see them. I'm going to give you what I have. First of all, he said that everything is given to the man. Now, if the Most High said that everything was given to the man, why did he say that we, the children, the men and the women, we were the apple of his eye? If everything's given to the man, and if the man did nothing wrong, if the daughter of Zion is speaking of a woman, to me it seems like the men then should still be in Jerusalem. Because according to these men, if the daughter of Zion is a woman, the daughters of Zion are the ones that did all the wrong. They led the people into error. They were ruling over the people, which you can just go back and read and find out that that's not the case. But they were kicked out. They went to Babylon. Okay? The daughter of Zion was in Babylon. Go read Isaiah. Understand that Isaiah was a prophet that went to give word from the Father. It didn't say that just the women left. I mean, there was a lot of things that were confusing for the person who does not read the scripture. We do have a caller here. I'm going to take the first caller, and I'm going to go on with what I have. Let me get some mics open here. Shabbat Shalom, area code 229.
Shalom, sister.
Brother, how you doing, Brother Jonathan?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm so glad you called. What did you think, brother? What did you think? What did you think? Please give me something.
He was out there. He was out there with, you know. But the biggest thing that I did catch, well, the two biggest things that I did catch were when he said that Yahushua deals with the men directly. As if he don't deal with, you know, anybody else directly. And also he said that he was talking about Genesis. I think that Genesis
3:15.
When he said that the man was going to rule over the woman and so on and so
3:16.
Forth.
Yeah, 3:16. That's a prophecy, by the way. But yeah.
Yeah, and my thing is what I caught about that is, okay, if we do say that, if we say that that was when the Most High brought that down on the woman, as if that never happened before. So then, if you're saying that, if we're gonna say, or anybody's gonna say that the man rules over the woman in a sense, so that means in the garden that Adam didn't have rulership over the woman. If he's saying that, then you know what I'm saying. If he's saying that, that's when the Most High said that. Or is he saying that Adam didn't have rulership over the woman in the garden? Question that I got to him. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Is he gonna say that? You know. But that's what I caught out of that. The main two things that I did catch.
Well, I'm gonna go through a couple things I caught as well, brother, and you could add too. One of the things he said, like I said, he said everything is given to the man because they go into Scripture and they read the word man, and then he went to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and let me see where he gets the Scripture from. He says that he asked the women, who was the woman created for? Now, if you go to 1 Corinthians 11 and read verse 8 and 9, and you believe it's talking about a man and woman, you would say something like that. Only those who are dealing out of the flesh will read that and say, see, because it reads, I'm going to read what it says. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. And just well as we've already broken down these scriptures, because the man is being spoken of is Yahushua. He is in the image of the Father. It's not talking about a mortal man. So he uses those little scriptures, and if people are not paying attention, that all the words have to edify each other. It's not, the Father's not going to say one thing here and change his word here. So you're taking those words to the flesh, because that's what Yahushua, that's what Paul, that's what many of the apostles were arguing with the people about. The people were putting up talmuds. They were trying to stone the prophets. They were trying to do the same thing to the apostles. They hung Yahushua on a tree because of the lying scribes and Pharisees. Now, in 2014, we read in the English Bible the word man. Nobody will look it up, just like he used the word brethren, okay, when he said, he read out of 1 Corinthians 11, that the word brethren, and I'll just go there, because all these words, you know, it's like all they got is the flesh. They don't have that spirit guiding them to the truth. He says, in verse 2, now I praise you, brethren. He says, who was Paul speaking to? Women, it was the men. It was the men he was talking to. You go look up that word brethren, which is, let's see, that would be Greek 080. And I'm going to get it up for you because I do have it. I copied it down while he was talking. But when you go look these words up, family, know these words have many meanings. Don't just stick with what somebody just tells you out of their mouth. Think spiritual. Remember, the Father was not separating his people. So all this lie about the word men and brother, it's only talking to men. Don't think that. Let me get it up for you here. I got to open up another link because I didn't paste it like I wanted to. But I'll tell you what it means. If you go look it up, you'll see exactly what the word brother means. Paul is speaking to the people. He was writing letters to the congregation, Israel. The word brethren is Greek 80, Greek 880, okay? Greek 80. The word is a masculine. Now, what it means has many meanings. It says having the same national ancestor. A brethren is someone who has the same national ancestor, belonging to the same people or countrymen. A fellow believer united to another by the bond of affection. Brethren in Christ. It says all men, all the people. When you go look up every man, every woman, it brings it to the people. But if you only have flesh eyes and you are part of the serpent seed, you don't have that connection with the Father, you will say you will speak unlearned and only give what the flesh eyes can read. Many times in the scripture, he says something. That's why people say, well, Paul, you know, many times they don't understand Paul. They'll say, well, Paul contradicts. No, Paul doesn't contradict your understanding because you've already learned the lie. That when he says something right here and it's a rebuke, and maybe you might get it there, but you didn't get it back here where he said the same thing. So this brother said that basically the brethren that was being spoken of in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 were men. Same thing. When he went back, he said, who is the bride? He said, the bride is a man. It doesn't consist of the women. Does that make any sense? He said the only way that woman can be considered part of the bride, she has to be under the covering of a man. Now, many will believe that if you go to 1 Corinthians 11 and reread your flesh eyes, you will say, yeah, there's four powers of authority. But when you understand many places in the scripture, not just one, but many places in the scripture, the Father's only given three powers of authority. Only three. But someone has lied to you and told you, no, there's more than three. I want to take you guys somewhere. Here, let me just take you guys here. Because he's letting you know that the bride is the men. The only way the women come in is if they have the covering of the man. Please find that in scripture, that the only way the women get to make it in, they have to be under a mother, a brother, not a mother, but a husband, a brother, her father. She can't come into the kingdom because Yahushua didn't give that gift of the set-apart spirit, the comforter, to all the people. Please show me that. Let's just go here first. You go to Isaiah 54:5. Because we're going to find out who the bride is. It tells us, for thy maker is thy husband. When you go to John 1, 1 John, I think I was, no, John chapter 1, it tells you that in the beginning was the Word. He was the creator of us. Okay? He is the bridegroom. We are the bride. Okay? But for thy maker is thy husband. That's Yahushua. Yahushua of hosts is his name. And thy Redeemer, the set-apart one of Israel. The Father, it says, Father of the whole earth shall he be called. Or Redeemer of the whole earth shall he be called. But is letting us know who the husband is. Our Maker was our husband. Don't think that the Father only made a man. No. When you go back to Genesis, it tells us that Adam was formed, but Eve was taken from his DNA. She was his helpmeet. She completed him because everything had to have something after its own kind. He couldn't put Adam with the six-day creation. He had to have something that was just like him, and it completed him. That's why when the Father says when a man leaves his father and mother and gets with the wife, they become one. You can't become one with something that's less than you or more than you, but if it's the same as you, you become one, you're whole. So, you know, all this, I don't know where he's getting all this stuff from. He went to, we're going to go to Isaiah. He went to Isaiah to prove a point. This is more loving. Because anyone who read the prophet Isaiah knows that the daughter of Zion is talking about the children of Israel, not talking about a woman. The daughter of Zion is not speaking of a woman. He took you through all the verses that all these men who want to put the woman under subjugation will use, along with Genesis 3:16, which is a prophecy, and tell you that man got to rule over that woman, not understanding that the woman is the bride. The man who will rule all the nations, go to Revelation to figure it out. That's Yahushua. That's Yahushua. But then he went to Isaiah chapter 3. I'm going to go there real quick because I want to read exactly what he told everybody. And then I'm going to go somewhere else. Because, see, people just think that, oh, you just like to pick. I don't like to pick on nothing. If you're right, you're right. If you're wrong, you're wrong. And I pray you take this rebuking, this open rebuke, and change some of the things you're teaching people. Because you're blocking the way of the kingdom, either by mistake or you're doing it intentionally. We got to stick with our Father's truth, not with the lies. A man-made lustful lie that tells the people that the woman has no, she has no covering, or even to tell someone that there's another way that she can be covered. Because it's, according to 1 Corinthians 11:3, it gives us three powers of authority, telling us that Yahushua, He is the covering. He is that only mediator between the Father and the people. So where are you getting this from? I would like to know. Let's go over to Isaiah 3, verse 12. Here's what he said. In Isaiah 3:12, he says, as for my people, children are their oppressors, women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of the paths. So he went into a lot of explanations to talk about my people. And he said that the people, those were the men. His people, in Isaiah 3, verse 12, he said that when the Father had Isaiah speak to all his people, but he said that the people were just the men that Isaiah spoke to. Because he used verse 12 here. Yeah, he used verse 12. He says, as for my people, people had to be the men. Because, see, it couldn't be the children who are oppressing the men. Well, it couldn't be them old, nasty black women that's ruling over the men that's causing his people, the ones who's leading them, causing them to err and destroying the path. It couldn't be the women or the children. So that has to be my people. It's just the men. Now, that sounds ridiculous within itself. But if you're going to say that my people right there are just the men, by the time you get to verse 15, let's take a look at it. Verse 15 of Isaiah 3, it reads, what mean ye that ye beat my people to pieces and grind the faces of the poor, saith Yahuwah, Father of hosts. So were the women beating the people, beating the men? Because he told you it was the men in Isaiah that were killing the prophet. So, I mean, you're not making sense. Which is it? Is the people that Isaiah is speaking of, is this just talking to the men? And then those nasty little children don't behave, and them doggone women with the big mouths, they leading the people to error. Well, you can read Isaiah was a prophet talking in the book of Kings when the kings were men. The prophets were men. So where is he getting this from? But nobody questions it. Nobody will rebuke him. What he's saying makes no sense whatsoever. If you look up the word children, it's not talking about a child. And women rule over them. Look up that word. Take it to the base form. Understand spiritually what is being spoken of here. All you got to do is read the Old Covenant and get it. The men were leading the people. So how can this be talking about a woman? And how can, if Isaiah is bringing a word from the Father and he said, oh, my people, his people are only the men? It doesn't make any sense, family. He also said, oh, yeah, he made the comment that men killed Isaiah because they were led to error. So I guess the women spoken to the men's ears, tell them, kill Isaiah, which meant that the daughter of Zion, in his terminology, is that's why they are haughty in Isaiah 3, because they were the ones. The men should have still remained in Jerusalem, because this being spoken to the people was spoken during the time when Israel, both Judah and Israel, were in disobedience to our Father. And all you got to do is read. And all the people went out into captivity. They took the men, they took the women, they took children, all people. So what he's saying makes no sense. But I don't think anybody out there, at least not at Kofa Network, is reading. And if that's not enough, Yahushua says that these scribes and the Pharisees, they like to put heavy burdens on the people's neck. It uses the word men again, but, you know, they will say, see, just the men are burdened down. No, on the people. They caused the people, those who were leading them, the scribes and Pharisees, the lying prophets, the serpent seed, those in rule, they caused the people to err. We see that they caused the people to start worshiping under high groves. What woman back in this time, outside of Jezebel, who wasn't even a Hebrew woman, what woman caused the people to do that? We can go to King Solomon. He made the mistake. We can go to Jeroboam. He made this mistake. We can go to all the kings of Israel. They all did it. But where's that woman at that he's talking about? Even Judah slipped. And when Judah slipped, the southern kingdom, it was under a man. So where is he getting that the daughter of Zion? And you go back and listen to the lesson we did on the daughter of Zion if you want the correct understanding, by the way. I don't get it. He said that, why was the woman created? He says, for man. That really, we're created just like an animal. That we need to be obedient servants, be in subjection, plant, clean up, take care of the baby, fix food for them. That's what he told you. He said that, you know, the men, that's the bride, and that if you're under the covering of a man, which I don't see where he gets that from, but is it in Scripture? Because I know he said it. If you're under the cover of a man, then you get to get in the kingdom. Not everybody going to make it in there. Not all the people of Israel are of Israel. I thought he was going to tell on himself. I thought he was going to tell the truth about what all that's speaking of. But he just made it sound like there's another way. There's another way outside of what the Father said. He's eliminating Yahushua and the set-apart spirit, being that mediator between the people and the Father. Did you get it? Now, he acknowledged. I want to go some other places here. Let's see. There was so much that he messed up on. There was so much that he messed up on, family. It's really hard to remember everything, but I will go some places. He said that he acknowledged that Yahushua, because the word said, Yahushua came but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He kept talking about he didn't come for the Goyim, the Neanderthals, the Denivians, or whatever he calls them. He going to the Planet of the Apes series. I don't know where he going with that. But anyhow, he said he only came for Israel. But yet, he going to say, claim that, and the Gentiles who get engrafted in. Because he believes that all the nations get to come in. He even made a statement on one of his prior lessons saying that, yes, there are going to be more Gentiles, Goyim, other nations in the kingdom than Hebrews. See, where is this craziness coming from? Because, family, we can easily go, and we will go there. We can easily go to Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 11 and 13. First of all, if he going to announce that the Most High only came for his people, only came for Israel, the lost sheep, then how can you in the same breath say, and the Gentiles being grafted in? How can you switch if Yahushua told the people, this is Yahushua. This is not just Georgia or Brother Jonathan or so-and-so down the street, that Yahushua said, I'm here but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's it. That's all I'm here for. So how can you say the engrafting in of all the Goyim, who the Father said, one of the Goyims was Esau. He said, I hate Esau. In the book of Obadiah, you get the clear cut of what's going to happen to Esau. You go to the old covenants by the prophets. They told you what's going to happen to other nations. So how did he get to come in? Well, he says they got to dip their little self in some water and be reborn. They go to where Yahushua was talking to Nicodemus, and that means for the Gentiles, the Goyim. But anyhow, if he's going to say that, let's go to Ephesians 2, verse 11 and 13, because apparently if the Father sent you, you should have read all the book. Now, I'm only going to pick out one spot, but it's in many places, and I've talked about it in other lessons. If you claim that Yahushua only came for the house of Israel, the lost sheep. Got 90 seconds, family, 90 seconds, so I'm going to give out the number before I continue with this. But everybody, you know, I thank you for coming. For those of you who will not be joining us, those who want to continue, we have about 90 seconds. The number is 646-595-4111. I got a little bit more to go, not much, but I want to get it all out. Now, I'm going to go back because I want to finish what I was going to say. So if he's going to claim that he understands. Now, he's supposed to be a teacher of the word, and the Father sent him. He's supposed to be a teacher of the word, and the Father sent him. He is letting us know that I read that Yahushua said, not Billy, Bob, Joe, or Sarah, but Yahushua, the future king, said, I'm sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's it. Then he's going to tell you to engraft those other ones in, and that's because of the other nations. Well, you ain't read all the scriptures, because if you go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 and 13, Mr. Yahya Bendeley of Kofa Network, it tells us, Paul is letting us know, and this is not the only place. I just picked out one. You can go other places. It said that. King David said it. He says this in Ephesians 2, verses 11 to 13. It reads, wherefore, remember, he's letting them know, wherefore, remember that ye being in past, 10 seconds, family, Let me read it again. I hate when they keep interrupting me. Listen, okay? Just listen. Don't act like you didn't hear this because we're reading the Father's Word, okay? So next time you make a comment that has no backing that the Goyim are coming in, because I've done too many lessons on it and I brought the scriptures forward, go to Ephesians 2, verses 11 through 13. Understand, Yahya. Understand any other I don't know what you're. I don't know if you're serpent seed or you just misled. Whatever you are, I'm going to give you the proper understanding. If you understand that the Most High sent his son for his people, he says the word does not change. You acknowledge that Yahushua came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You understand that. You understand that the two kingdoms were split under King Solomon. The northern kingdom given to Jeroboam and the southern kingdom was given to Rehoboam, his son. So when we talk about the engrafting in, don't think to say that you didn't know that Israel was called Gentiles. Don't think if you are studying the word, you professing to be a teacher, don't lie to the people. Let's go there. Ephesians 2, verse 11 through 13. Wherefore, remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh made by hands. It says that at that time ye were with Yahushua, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without the Most High in the world. But now in Yahushua, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Yahushua. Because you understand that the northern and the southern kingdom both got scattered in two different areas. And the engrafting in, and I might have to say, if you would like a lesson, I will send you a lesson to help you out, brother. Because I want to give you the benefit of the doubt that maybe you made an error. The Father never said to dip no, as you call them, chinchillas and Mickey Mouses or whatever, when you talk about these goyim. They never said to dip them in a little water, and then they come out, and now they got the set apart spirit. They never said that. And if it said that somewhere, please explain that to me in the scripture, how you get that. Explain to me how you get the daughter of Zion being a woman when the prophet Isaiah, as well as Jeremiah, was talking to all the people. Explain to me how you don't understand the two creations. Explain to me how that woman don't have a set-apart spirit when Yahushua, through his death, burial, and resurrection, the Comforter came for his people. And we're all given gifts. And there's only one mediator over the people and to the Father. That's that man, Yahushua. Explain why you don't know this. Do you know it, or are you leading the people astray on purpose? Please explain. If you call in, I will take your call. I will surely take your call because I would really like to hear why is it that you do what you do. Brother, you want to comment to any of that?
Oh, yeah. Especially about the Gentile part. I mean, because that's one of those teachings where a lot of us, we stumble at. And I understand it because it's a hard saying to say that these other nations ain't getting into the kingdom. But that's just the truth, you know. And I know some of us, we may, you know, have married these other nations or, you know, or we got family members, close friends, you know. But when it all boils down to it, the word is the word, you know. On the 12 gates in the kingdom is the 12, I mean, it's from, the, you know, the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. I don't see Esau's name on one of them gates. I don't see the Canaanites. I don't see the Jebusites. So I don't see how these other people getting in.
Let me ask you this.
You know,
you and I have been doing Bible study together, okay? Did the Father not tell his people to stay set apart from mankind in the old covenant, as well as he did? He separated them in Genesis, day six, day creation from day seven. Did he tell the people not to go into these other nations? Was that part of the Torah? Didn't he tell them, don't take them women? you know, and not to give your daughters to the other nations. And is it not true that in the book of Judges, either 2 or 3, chapter 2 or 3, that the men, right after the judges died off and the father sent the angel down to Bochim, that the men gave, or rather they took women from the other nations and they gave their daughters to those other nations. They did it. Is that not written in the Word?
That's right. You know, he gave us this commandment not to do that.
And wasn't that many places we read it before that happened in Judges that he told us to say, set apart from these people, many places.
That's right.
And you even read to me one day, and it was beautiful. You probably won't be able to get it off. Well, you probably can at least paraphrase it. You were reading out, I believe, a book of either Exodus or Deuteronomy, and you were telling me how the father, you know, told him to kill the men, the women, the children, and you were reading about those nations. Now, how is it if he's to kill, we're to kill the nations off here, and he told us to stay away from those nations, then now they all get to come in and everybody's kumbayaing around here?
No, no, no. It don't work like that. You know, these people ain't going to receive the word. For one, they hate our father. These people hate us, regardless of what it looks like now. I mean, they hate us. They don't care nothing about us. And these people, I mean, the father said, he said where Yahushua came from. He came to deliver his people from their enemies and save them from all them that hate us. So we can serve him in peace. That's what he said. The other nations ain't getting in, regardless of how we look at it or, you know, or what we want to do or, you know, have sympathy for them. But it is what it is. Because I know, sister, for me, at first, you know, it wasn't necessarily a hard saying to me. It was just like, wow. You know, it was just like, okay, they don't get in. So I had to go to the word for it. And I couldn't find where they get in at. So I'm like, okay, it's all right with me. You know, whatever word say. You know, it is what
That's
it is.
Right. It's not about us. It's about what the Father says. Brother, I got to go somewhere else with you. Now, he said that, because if you listen to everything you said, he went down Isaiah 3. And, of course, he's calling the daughters of Zion this haughty black woman. And he went to verse 17. He says, therefore, Yahuwah will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughter of Zion, and he will discover their secret parts. Now, he said the crown of the head, which we know, we already did the breakdown of this, but we're not talking about a man being the woman's covering. But he went there. He said that's why when you go to Isaiah 4 and it says that there's going to be seven women because not too many men going to make it in there because the crown of the head, which is evident today, the men are all messed up because the leaders, which were the women, caused them to err. So he says that seven of these women are going to ask for this man's name, her covering, her head covering, which is a man. That's the only way she's going to get in that kingdom. Does that make any sense to you? According to the New Covenant, especially?
Not at all. And it was, and when listening to, you know, the guy, it was even difficult to even try to write down any of the stuff that he was saying because it was like, it didn't even make much sense to what he was saying. You know, he said something about Mary Magdalene, about that she wasn't going to get the spirit when Yahushua left or something, he said, that along those lines that, you know, when he sent the comforter, she wasn't going to get it unless she had a head or something.
Well, she didn't want to lose Yahushua. That's why he made the comment that he knew, he's always known this about himself, that because he was many people, if they're in his house especially, but he's many people's head covering. And that while they're listening to the show for that 2 hour, that the spirit from his spirit goes over them and they got covering from him for 2 hours. And then when it's all over, it's over. He don't mean to leave you guys, but hey, it's over. So if you don't have a man, you're just naked out there. Now, he also, and I got to go there, because he said that the man was the crown that had the scab on it from Isaiah 3:17. That's why those daughters of Zion, we in such bad condition because we messed up our head covering, which was the man. Then he went and read the rest of it. It says, and Yahuwah discovered their secret parts. Well, if you're saying that the daughter of Zion is a woman, he made the secret part into a nasty, filthy thing, because what he said, let me go there, he thinks the secret part is between a woman's legs, because he explained that towards the end of his video about how the womb, and he's talking about a sexual part, because he said, and the woman going to say, well, how does the seed get there? And he giggled, and then he said, you know, that basically by way of the man, you know, getting in the woman's womb, you know, a sexual thing.
Yeah.
But here's the part about it. Secret parts, if you go look it up, it's, let me see, I closed it down. But anyhow, if you go look it up, it's just talking about naked, barren. Okay, go look up that word, secret parts, for Isaiah 3:17. It will tell you, it will give you references where you can get the understanding. It's talking about something barren, something that is naked. Go read Hosea 2. Figure out what is going to be barren, what is going to be naked. It's not a woman. It's not talking about a woman's vagina, not her womb. It's not talking about a man's, as he say, holy seed being planted into that woman's womb, and then the Most High Spirit coming upon what the man had put there. No, it's not talking about that. They have made the created gods is what they have done, and only a select few, just the men. Because the woman ain't got no chance unless she has a man, is what he's telling you. Got to be her daddy, her husband, her brother, her uncle. Some man has got to be over that woman, because there's no chance for her. And when we get to the new covenant, we read totally opposite.
That's right.
Let me see if I have any more verses here. I mean, the verses, look, they're all here. But what really got me was, who was the bride? He said the bride was the man, and the brother, and that's the man, and my people, that's the man. I don't think people who listen to that particular teacher want the truth. They come out of Christianity that it gives you somewhat the truth about the new covenant, somewhat truth. It tells you that the set apart spirit was given to the people. Now you get into finding out the truth that you're a Hebrew Israelite, which is the truth if you are of Israel. But how does it go now that the woman has nothing and she's a second-class citizen, even under the Goyim? Because that's what he's telling you. That's what he's telling you. I want to read something for everyone. Let me see. I wanted to read this. Just know this. I want to read one more time. If you go to, he was talking about the little children in Isaiah 3, speaking of the children. He kept making the reference that he's talking about children. Well, when he went to other verses, he told you that the children were the people. He switched it up. Same thing with my people. He switched that up on you, too, if you were paying attention. One place, the people are just the men. Other places, talking about everybody. Little children. Okay, the word children are their oppressors. That's talking about children. Well, if you continue to listen to the entire lesson, he takes the word children, and then he understands he's talking about the people. I want to take you to 1 John chapter 2. It speaks of little children. I just read that for you guys, but I want to read it again. Little children. Now, this is 1 John chapter 2. Little children speaking about the people. It is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists. Those are against Yahushua and against the Father, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not of us. I'm going to jump to 21. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Now, if this brother is mistaken, he will change those lies that he taught, because that's not what the scripture is talking about. Anybody who has two eyes just to plainly read the book of Isaiah, go back to Jeremiah, go to the Old Covenant and read about what happened during the time of the kings, they will know the daughter of Zion is not talking about a woman. So if there is someone who is reading and they tell you their father sent them, our Father tells us that no lie is of the truth. Either they're lying to you, and they don't have any truth in them, and they're not a son of the Most High according to the word, or they have been led astray, and when you properly rebuke, they will change that lie. But, you know, the lies are so many, so vast. Because he would also, he put books out there, he told you about it. I mean, every lesson he got to tell you about every book he put out there, and I would take all those books down because they're all lies. He would tell you that Jeremiah 16:19 is talking about the Goyim. They're going to come and say, our fathers have lied to us. We thought we were the people. No. Isaiah, Jeremiah, they were talking to the father's people. All you got to do is read the first five books of Isaiah to figure out who are those Gentiles who come from where they were scattered by the Most High, and they're going to tell you, our fathers have learned, we have learned lies from our fathers' vanities, where there's no profit. All you got to do is read Jeremiah to figure that out. Take that book down. You're lying to the people. Are you intentionally lying to the people? Are you of serpent seed? Why are you putting division among the Most High's people when the Father didn't put it there? Oh, I tell you, I listen, and I try not to, I can't help it. It's just too many lies. It was hard. I mean, there were so many places that you could read it, and that's what it says, but it's been tweaked. The gospel, the truth, perverted, okay? There were some people who came in and perverted the gospel, the same book that everybody reading out of, because we read it in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. I'm going to read it one more time because I think somebody needs to hear it after you listen to that nonsense we just heard. Paul says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Yahushua unto another gospel. He's speaking to all the people that he was sent to speak to. Okay, the Gentiles that Paul went to speak to were the same ones you can read about in Ephesians. Okay, our people. The same ones that will be engrafted back in if you understand precepts and who those people are. If you understand that the two kingdoms got split. If you're reading, if the Father sent you. Okay, so he says, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Yahushua unto another gospel, which is not another gospel because it's the same book. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Yahushua. They will pervert the truth. They will pervert everything that is spiritual and bring it all to the flesh. They will tell you, daughter Zion is talking about a woman. Put your foot on that woman's neck. There are going to be seven women. The men, they corrupted because the crown and all that stuff, the men got corrupted. Their leaders and their children, the women, they just, you know, just let the people just astray. So you got these men in the end time. Seven women go out to take this one man name to take away their shame because, see, there's four powers of authority when the scripture says there's only three. That's what they're going to tell you. But, hey, the word says, Paul said he wrote most of the new covenant. Yahushua showed himself to Paul. Did he show himself to you, Yahya ben Delay? I don't think so. Okay, he says, which is not another, speaking of the gospel. They're perverting the word here. But there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Yahushua, which is spiritual, new covenant. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And we said before, so say I now again, if anyone preach any other gospel, and you heard another gospel just now, unto you than that that ye have received, let him be accursed. And when we read that, and when I try to rebuke and show you, because I've been saying the same thing. This ain't the first time I didn't rebuke this brother. No, he going full-fledged with more nonsense. And you take a look at those graphics. If you think that I'm really hard when I try to show people that, that's not talking about that. We can go right here. Let's go right here for a second. Romans 9, verses 4 and 7. I'm going to read this to you because he said there was four powers of authority. That power of authority got people flipped out. Let's go there. Romans chapter 9, verses 4 and 7, it reads, Paul was writing. I'm going to get to verse 4. He was speaking, here's who I'm speaking to. who are Israelites. Now, pay attention who's Israelites. Is it just the men or is it the men and women? Authority is there. Pay attention. Romans 9, verses 4 to 7. Paul says, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, that engrafting in, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of the Most High, and the promises. Whose are the fathers? We got the father right there, and we got the Israelites. That's two. And of whom, as concerning the flesh, came, who is over all. Well, that would be that mediator. If we're talking about the Israelites and who are the fathers, well, that's Yahuwah. But Yahushua came to those as concerning the flesh. He's over all. So Yahushua is that mediator between the people and the Most High. Why do you still, all you teachers who try to lead the people astray and say there's four powers of authority? I broke down all 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm going to do it again because I got more scriptures. You're going to get the truth. I got it. It's not talking about no man. It's not talking about no woman. Many of these, as a matter of fact, let me just go one more place. When you go to Old Covenant and it talks about men, you better go look up that word. It's not. It was never just talking to the men. Select times, yes, but not all, not all. And when you read it, you say, well, see, it was just for the men. No, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, ain't nothing changed. It's nothing changed. Sometimes they were talking to the people, but they used masculine words. This is what we're talking about. Yahushua said that the children of the flesh war against the children of the spirit. The children of the spirit are sent from the Most High, and they are considered the Most High's children. But the children of the flesh, that's not the Most High's children. So if the children of the flesh only read with the eyes, they don't have that spiritual connection to show you what these words mean, but we can read in the word that there is no truth in them. Their father's a liar. They will refuse to take down any of their books that they're making off profit. They want to bring all the goyim in. They want to divide Israel, the men, the women, separate them. They want to take the precious apple of the Most High's eye and put a foot on their neck and treat them less than and worse than what an old slave master would do. And then want to beat up on the women and tell them, you know, you don't want to, you know, make bath water for the baby and do this and bring food and serve. Well, wait a minute. Where are you getting this from? Where is any of this stuff? Where is it in the scripture in Ezekiel that Ezekiel said, because you said he said, that the man's penis got to hit that woman upside the head? I'm still trying to figure that one out. You know, it's very upsetting, family, because we have many of the people are telling you that the Most High sent them, and you can't figure it out when the Most High keep telling you, I didn't send them, I didn't send them. They exclude Yahushua. And then the messages they bring are so physical, so fleshly. They all got different little organizations where you got to go and go into their community or go flee so-called America Babylon. All their understanding comes from of the world, not in the prophets. And when we rebuke, many get upset. If I'm reading the Father's word, who are you getting upset with? Who are you getting upset with? I know you ain't getting upset with me because I'm just reading our Father's word. I'm giving you proper precept and understanding. I'm telling you, look these words up. You know doggone well. Hey, look, how could we be deceived so long? Well, through the words, how they put the words together. My children are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He knew that that word meant the people. Well, why didn't you know that the word children over here, it's not talking about a little child. Nobody's thinking about this stuff. Brother, anything you want to add to that?
No.
Well, okay. You know, family, I'm without words for most of this. It does upset me because I know a lot of people are listening, trying to find the truth. And when you hear such a immoral, sexually depraved, lustful teaching as what you just heard, and such a division, such a devil-driven message. That's only one of them. It's all of the flesh. It does nothing to uplift the children of Israel. It does. I know. I had one more verse for y'all. I had one more verse, and I want to read it. Uh-oh. Hold on a second. Oh, please don't tell me. Oh, yeah, I got it right here. Check this out. I want to read this for y'all. Now, think of this. Think of this. Okay. Oh, did I write down? Yes, I did. Think about this. From what you just heard, and you know that stuff's not right. You know that the daughter of Zion is not talking about a woman, but you know that message was very offensive to the woman. Check this out. And it was offensive to the men, too, what he was saying, because he said, y'all got to die off. And that y'all, he really don't, you know, y'all just corrupted. So it's offensive to both the men and the women, the children of Israel. When you get to Mark 9, I just want to read verse 42. It says, and whosoever shall offend one of these little ones, speaking of the children of Israel, that believe in me. This is what is being said in Mark 9. I'm going to read it again. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. You think that the Father's liking what he's hearing that's coming out of these lying prophets and these scribes and Pharisees, generation of vipers, when his word is clear? And do you think he approves of those who refuse to open up their own history book and read? Do you think that he approves of you being led astray, keeping and loving those heavy burdens because you're not reading, you're not doing any reproving, but you... Some people, you know, it's been going on for a while. They love the wickedness, you know. They don't know what's Kodesh because they're so used to wickedness. When we came in to find out we were Hebrews, many of us were wicked. We could read about our ancestors. They were wicked. So now the Father has given you eyes that you can see, and now instead of continuously seeking him out for his truth and his word, operating out the Spirit through Yahushua, you rather go back to the same vomit. The Father, Yahushua warned you that they lay heavy burdens on you. The Father said, don't say I gave you a burden, and you can't say it because these traditions by men, by people, have placed burdens on you. The Father didn't place a burden on you. His word is the good news. Yahushua resurrected. So now we have to set up our spirit. So now we can come back. We can get engrafted, and we can one day obtain that kingdom. You don't have to have a man over you to obtain that kingdom. Man, you don't have to put your foot on that woman. Nick, you're unrighteous if you get three or four rib platters. Learn to love the Father, then the created. If it's not in his word, it's not in his word. But for those who are teaching that and offending the people, and I've been hearing a lot of messages that offend one of the Father's little ones, he lets you know in the word what he think about that. And a lot of people are not taking this serious. Don't get mad at the watchman. All I'm doing is being a watchman, and I'm showing you they're lying to you. You're never going to see, like Yahushua said, they will not remove one of those burdens from you. They're not going to tell you. That's how you know they're scribes and Pharisees. They won't change their word. They'll continue pressing that leaven on you, those burdens. They'll keep throwing the law, the one that had sin, not Yahushua, the new covenant. But you got to know, this was one example. As we go on with this series, I'm going to be giving more and more examples. Everyone knows we have White History Month coming up. I'm going to try to, this Saturday, get our first White History Month up. We're going to be going. I'm going to try. I haven't even put up show notes because the situation I had, but I'm going to try to get the lessons or the videos I want you to watch because I will talk about them. If I have anything extra, I'll put it in the group that's Future Lessons, and you can watch everything that's going to be on that White History show for that week. So, brother, anything you want to add to what I just said? Take yourself off mute.
No. You said
well, you know, brother, I'm happy. I'm going to tell the family I'm very happy that one of our brothers has stood up And you're not hearing it just from me. And I know some still don't believe that it's not talking about a woman in Scripture, but it's good that we as a nation of people, we did unrighteous judgment. We didn't keep the law. We didn't do anything we were supposed to do. We disobeyed our Father. Now the Father wants his children to stand up. We're the witnesses. Stand up to the truth. Rebuke.
That's
properly.
Right.
And it can't just be me, because I got all these men against me, because they all think of the flesh. They read of the flesh. We got to hear from our brothers, too, because nobody's going to take us seriously, because that's what's in the Word. But, oh, this is Jezebel speaking, according to them. If I didn't have my brothers standing by me, and really, we all standing for our Father. That's
true.
A sad thing when I can't get... The ones who put the division, they got our brother so scared to stand here with me. I'm so thankful to our Father Yahuwah for Brother Jonathan. And we've had a couple other brothers stand up for the truth. But I'm so grateful to our Father. I pray you are too. I pray that when you hear him speak as well, you know, you reverence what he has to say, because he's telling you the truth. He sees it. Any final words, brother?
That's it. You know, just, you know, keep on trucking, y'all. You know, let's get to the kingdom.
You know, hey, you know what I'm going to play for y'all, because I'm going to play it every single lesson with these. So I want to make sure everybody didn't heard it. When you get a flesh teacher, which is what you just heard, but when you get one, you're going to hear more nonsense like this. Check it out.
Yes. Yeah, this is why I think politics, yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about a booty. Yeah, that's what it's going to be all about when the time comes. Yeah, I want to let you know about being a motherfucking king. This is what it's going to be all about. After we done destroyed our enemies and made them submit to us in every manner possible. We're gonna give you a chance to, you know, to bow down on your own. But then it's gonna come a time when, like I say, violence is gonna have to take its place. And I'm gonna read Jeremiah 30, verse 16. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil. And all that prey upon thee shall I give for a prey. Yeah, another word they use for spoil is booty. You know, when a nation takes over another nation, they divide the booty up together. Yeah, so, you know, in every nation, we're going to have our booty when it comes to women. See, you Israelite women, y'all ain't going to be shit y'all can say about this, because it's going to be righteous. You know, the scripture back up, we're going to have women from the tribe of Moab, from the tribe of Elam, and from the tribe of Edom. That's right, you heard me, Edom. Now my wife, you know, she's gonna be, you know, the Judite woman. That's gonna be my wife, but now these other women gonna be concubines. And the Judite woman, her head gonna be all the way down, you know, to the, it's gonna be so damn long, it's gonna be like a blanket. So when I go to sleep, I can use it to keep me warm. Yeah, and I'm gonna be, while I'll be in my chambers, as a king, sipping on the finest wine in Jerusalem, I'm gonna be one smiling motherfucker. You best believe that. Shalom.
In the last days, Israel shall rise again as a mighty nation. Gentile peoples shall serve her. Zion shall be established. Finally, they shall dwell in celestial splendor. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, How hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gate shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despised thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore, Fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, Thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines.
All thy lovers have forgotten thee, they seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, Bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, The Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him.